Thank you, George Sabra, for being here with our project, Religion Meet Politics. My first question is, how would you describe the current situation in Lebanon?
The current situation is quiet and calm in Lebanon as far as any fighting or military activity. Politically, there is a lot of tension in the country. The country is divided about the different things that are happening in the region, the causes in the region. They're divided about the political crisis in Syria. But this political division and tension is not being reflected in actual street fighting or any upheaval among the people. It seems that regional powers and international powers want Lebanon to remain calm, perhaps as a place eventually for the rebuilding of Syria and other countries around us.
So you mentioned Syria. We have since 2011 the war in the neighboring country of Lebanon and Syria. How is it influencing the everyday life in Lebanon? And yeah, how do you, what can you say about the change after now 7 years?
Of course, Lebanon has received a huge number of refugees from the Syrian crisis from 2011 until today. By official count of the UN, they are over 1 million, but there are many who are unofficially there or they are not counted. And add to that, many Syrians who used to work in Lebanon before the war, so before the crisis in Syria. So it borders on 1.5 million, maybe more. 1.5 million Syrians over a population of 4 million in Lebanon. This is a huge percentage of the population. And it affects the country in many ways. Politically, of course, this is like a time bomb in Lebanon to have Syrians who cannot go back and to have Syrians who belong to one denomination rather than another. And Lebanon is made up of a group of religious communities where there's a kind of a balance. So to have over 1 million Syrian Muslim Sunnis in a country that has a very delicate balance between Sunnis, Shiites, Christians is eventually politically very explosive. But also economically, the country cannot cope. The country doesn't have enough to serve and to help 1 million people who are not Lebanese. The infrastructure in Lebanon cannot extend services to one extra million. Electricity, water, and all these necessary things. Lebanon is suffering economically, financially, socially, because of the presence of the Syrian refugees.
So what has to change? Would you think that more support of Europe or in general the West to support more Lebanon? We can see Germany is supporting Lebanon somehow, like they are trying to do. They change their policy to support more these countries. What is your opinion about this?
Of course, the best support is for international community to work for a solution in Syria and not simply to help refugees here and there. Of course, this is needed humanitarian help, which Lebanon alone cannot provide. The international community is helping, but the Lebanese government complains that it's not enough. What they need to do is really have international pressure on all the players in Syria that they resolve the problem and people can go back. That's the best solution that they can offer.
You had in May, there were elections in Lebanon. How is the result of this election there? Since a long time you had elections. What would you say?
There was a new electoral law which enabled some groups who could never have been represented under the previous electoral law, which was a purely majority-based law. Some new forces entered, some new maybe civil society, but very few actually. But it was a beginning. But on the whole, it's the same political factions reproducing themselves and going back to parliament, probably with a slight majority for those political forces which support the Syrian regime, and they're more like pro-Iranian rather than pro-Saudi. Slight majority of seats, but it doesn't make much of a difference because the previous parliament also had a slight majority of the anti-Syrian regime or the anti-Iranian, but they couldn't do much.
So you talked about the different denominations. I would like to know how is the living together between the different denominations?
Right now, it's normal. There is some tension, but not all denominations have the same political decisions or choices or viewpoints. Some are divided, like the Christian community in general does not have one position on the affairs or the causes of the region. Some are a bit more united, like most of the Shiites, for example, support one group, the Syrian regime, and have one point of view in the country. But aside from political disagreements, life goes on with these people, these minorities, if you want, cooperating.
So later you will talk about the minorities. What would you say about minorities in Lebanon? So, what would you say about the minorities in Lebanon?
Lebanon is different from the rest of the countries around it because you can claim that there is no majority in Lebanon. Lebanon is made up of many minorities. Now, if you take Muslim and Christian, of course the Muslims are a majority, but the Muslims are not one type and they are not on good terms with each other. So Lebanon is a combination of minorities. That cannot be said of any other country around us where there is a clear majority always. In Syria, it's a clear majority of the Sunni community, for example. In Egypt, it's definitely the Sunni community. In Iraq, there's a clear majority of the Shiite community. So, dealing with the question of minorities differs. It depends from one country to another. It depends on how that country is composed. Are we dealing with one majority and small minorities, or everybody is a minority? And so solutions that work in this place would not maybe work in another place. I'll be talking more about the argument that people have, especially Christians, of whether we should present our case to ourselves and to the world as a cause of majority minority, or we should not talk about this at all and simply identify with the rest of the people in the region.
Yeah, that would be my question. So, would you self-define Christians as minority? I would say you would not say Christians in Lebanon are minority.
In the region, they are a minority,
Yes.
yes, of course. But it's one thing to define in the sense that it's a fact that they are a minority. It's a physical fact, it's a demographic and statistical fact. But it's another of whether you would say, let's use this as our cause. So let's present our case as that of minority versus majority. I would rather just put before the people the arguments and not simply state my view at the beginning.
Okay, thank you for this conversation.